This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great 3 hours for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. We got a celebrity corner coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, a lot of NFL and even some NBA talk to get to. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing great. How are you on this Worship Wednesday? Amen. Can I get an amen? And I say
amen
that with all
that.
Sincerity because life is good. Things are rolling. Things are moving. I'm very, very excited and very hopeful for the future. Does that sound
Amen.
Good?
Amen. Yes, that sounds great. That sounds
really
great,
am.
Man. That's a good place to be at. That's
a
good
great place
to be.
Are you kidding me? Man.
You sound I'm like you just
though.
Came through something.
Huh?
You sound like you just came through something.
No. Life is good. You know that.
Nah,
I'm just hopeful for the future, Chris. You know, like Everybody doesn't have that ray of hope or sunshine. You know, if you live for the future, if we want to just dwell in the past and things that haven't worked out or things that don't go your way, it's a miserable life because most things don't go your way, right? Most things.
Right.
So if you're optimistic and you keep working and you have faith and you believe in, doing the right thing's going to work out for you, you become hopeful. And that's the message I want to pass to everybody. Be
Look
hopeful.
Look at you. Wow. On this Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker.
Chris, I'm always hopeful. I've overcome a lot. I've worked hard for a lot. But I'm always thinking that the future, I always believe all the success I've had in my life, there's bigger success ahead of me. How many people can say that? There's bigger success ahead. And that's where I'm at today on this Worship Wednesday. Can I get an amen?
Amen, brother. Preach! Look at you. Yeah, look, hope is one of the greatest gifts of God. When you
know
lose
that.
Hope, then it's really
you're in bad shape.
Place to be.
You're in bad shape.
No, and, even during bad times, if you can have hope, that is a great thing to have. All right. Well, let's hope. This is a great show tonight, and I'm sure it will be. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And as you just heard a moment ago, Mr. Ralph Irvin on the updates. All right, Rob, you're speaking of hope. Chicago Bears, they're 1-1, and they drafted hope. In this past NFL draft, in the form of Justin Fields, the quarterback out of Ohio State. And it was announced today that Justin Fields will get his first start in the NFL. Here he is.
Andy is still battling through his injury. Like I said to you the other day, we're glad that it's not his ACL. We're not expecting him to practice today or to have him available this week. So he'll be week to week. Justin's going to be our starter, and prep starts right now. When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worrying about right now, and Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. We're not going to get into that what-if game.
All right, that was head coach Matt Nagy basically letting you know that Andy Dalton's battling a knee injury. It's not incredibly serious, but it's enough to keep him out of this week's game against Cleveland, and he is on a week-to-week basis. Two interesting things, Rob. Obviously, Justin Fields getting his first start, and secondly, and what a lot of people are focusing on, Matt Nagy insisting that Andy Dalton, when healthy, will come back as the starter. And that's caused a lot of controversy. There are a lot of fans in Chicago. There are a lot of pundits that believe Andy Dalton should not be the starter and Justin Fields should be going, just like Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones, and many of these other rookies who have gotten starting jobs. But he has been insistent that Dalton remains the starter. I don't know where the locker room is on that. You haven't heard players really come out and choose a side, but Nagy's insistent that Dalton's his guy. Where are you at on this, Rob?
I'm going to step and be with Nagy on this. And only from the standpoint, Chris, that I don't believe that he believes Justin Fields is ready and that he gives him the best chance to win. He might have the better potential and upside because we know what Andy Dalton has done. It doesn't make sense for a coach to stick with the guy who can't win or who's not good enough. Because, A, you have a chance of losing the locker room by putting in somebody who's not good enough. And there's got to be more. We don't watch practice. Chris, where do you win your jobs in the NFL? In practice. Why wasn't...
We talking about practice.
We talking about practice.
We talking about practice.
Yes. AI. We are
not
talking about...
Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes. Hey, I got to tell you this. AI has one of the best voices. I mean, just he just got like yeah, it drips that. With swag, Chris. Am I right?
Yes.
It's just like
his whole persona.
And I got to know him a little bit. I had dinner with him once in New York and in Detroit. We were cool. We used to talk a lot.
Right.
I think the guy's a great guy. I enjoyed spending time around him. I really did.
Yeah, like, I did.
He has
a
persona. And Chris, you've been around him. He's a nice guy.
He really is. You know what else, Rod? A lot, little known fact about AI. He's an excellent artist.
I didn't know that.
Yes. In fact, when I did a story on him in ESPN the magazine, he drew a photo. He would, on the bus, I hate to get on this tangent, but on the bus and on the plane, things like that with his teammates, he would draw caricatures. And he would have everybody in stitches because of these funny caricatures he drew. So he drew a caricature of himself for us with a microphone, like he was rapping as an old man with cornrows.
Wow.
If I remember correctly. But he is a great drawer. He actually, Rob, no lie, he could do it as a profession. That's how good he was.
Now, when he did a caricature of you,
cartoons.
When he did one of you, what color was the hair he put in? Do you know?
He didn't do one to me, but it would have been golden brown. Let's just leave it at
all
that.
All right. This is my point. Nagy's on the hot seat, Chris. The Bears are in trouble. He needs anything he can. If he thought he had lightning in a bottle with Justin Fields, he wouldn't have to say, Dalton will be back and he'll be the guy. If Fields played well last week when he played, I don't think there would be any question. He didn't play well.
Well, I think to your point, Rob, here were his numbers. 6 for 13 passing, that's 46%. He had a 27.7 passer rating, and he threw for 60 yards.
This is what
he struggled.
He struggled. And, Chris, he might be the future. He might get there. But I'm telling you, anybody who thinks that Nagy's not putting him in for some other reason is ridiculous. Because this is a very results-driven business, Chris. What do I always say? Sports has a short menu. It's wins and losses. Nagy needs wins. The Bears need wins. And if Justin Fields was the best quarterback and gave them the best chance to win, he'd be playing.
A few things. I agree with some of what you said. First, I disagree. You like to say there's a short menu, wins and losses when it fits your narrative. So that's number one. Let's just be honest about
that.
No,
I'm consistent. I told you a bread muffin every morning. I'm very consistent.
Secondly, I do disagree with you on Nagy's job security. I actually believe you believe that the best way for him to you believe that throwing Fields in would hurt his job security because he's got to win games now and Dalton gives him the best chance to win. I actually believe throwing Fields in would help his job security, and here's why: when you throw in Justin Fields, you have the built-in excuse of he's a rookie. We lost because he's a rookie. Hello, look at Zach Wilson. He threw 4 interceptions in his first 10 passes. Look at Trevor Lawrence, the supposedly best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, if not before him. And he's an interception machine in his first 2 games, 5 picks. So rookies give you a built-in excuse lose. So that's where I think we disagree on that.
Okay, let me just jump in real quick. Both of the examples you gave have first-year head coaches with teams that didn't make the playoffs and had high draft picks. The Bears made the playoffs. The Bears aren't in the same situation.
It don't
matter. Chris,
it's still a
rookie. I know what you're saying, but it's not the same scenario because they got first-year head coaches who have – you're right. They're rebuilding those teams. The Bears are not rebuilding. They were a playoff team a year ago.
They were 8-8.
They're not rebuilding.
Well, yeah, but if you have a rookie quarterback playing, in many cases you're rebuilding. New England's not rebuilding. But, and I agree with you that they're not rebuilding, but that is an excuse. Now, ownership might not buy it, but I think you could go to ownership and sell that and give it a chance. And Nagy has said as much. He said, look, my job, I'm not going to do something for my job security. I'm doing something to help Justin. Where I do agree with you, Rob, is that, and let me go back from the get-go, I was with Nagy. You got a decent team. You made the playoffs, as you said, last year. Dalton's a solid, decent, slightly below average quarterback at this point. If he's better, if Justin Fields takes the job, fine. I didn't see anything to lead me to believe he took the job. And so if Dalton has beat him out or at least maintained his job through training camp, then by all means, go with him. Dalton wasn't very good in the first game. Now, as we said, Fields wasn't great in his first game last week either, but Dalton really wasn't very good. He got hurt. So I think that now is not a bad time to have Fields play. But where I'm at on Nagy, I agree with you, Rob, in that Nagy must be seeing some. He's seeing stuff we're not seeing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he sees him every day in practice. And like I said, to me, he has every reason to play Fields. There's other rookies around the league playing, struggling. So if Fields struggles, it's not like it's going to be he's the only one. Like I said, to me, it would give you an excuse. Maybe not to you and others, but it would give you an excuse for losses. But he must not feel that he is ready. And when you saw that game last week, 6 for 13, 60 yards, he didn't look ready. He didn't look ready. We have to understand this is not college. Everybody's, I mean, most of these guys
everybody's
aren't
jumping
good. Straight to the NFL. Yeah. And lighten things up. So I think that Nagy is trying to protect Justin Fields. But I also feel this, Rob, quickly. I think he's just, you know, he's saying what you could consider the right thing. It's Andy's job. But if Justin plays well in these two games or what, however long Dalton's out, I believe he'll continue to start. And it kind of takes the pressure off Fields,
He didn't have to
Fields,
say
Rob.
That, though, but he didn't
well,
have to say
that.
Well,
to me, that takes the pressure off Fields.
To me, no. You don't even
because
have to say
like
that.
Because it's like he doesn't have to go out there like, now this is your team.
No, but
and
he
if
could,
you
all
failed
he had to say.
And get benched. Like, if he gives the job to Fields now, and then when and he struggles badly, and Dalton comes back, and they start Dalton again, then you benched Justin Fields. And that's tougher on the psyche for the rookie quarterback. Whereas now, if he doesn't play that well, it's like, well, we knew he wasn't ready yet. We're going to keep working him out and get him ready for when he's really ready to be a starter in this league. So
I think
that
that's overthinking
sense.
It. I really do. I just think you don't have to say who's going to come back in when they get healthy. All you have to do is say Dalton's hurt and he's week to week and our starting quarterback is going to be Justin Fields, okay? And if somebody asks you to further notice, or is he going to be the rest of the year? No, we're going to play it as right now.
But
he's the starting
quarterback.
But he
said it's Dalton. He didn't do that. He said
no.
It's
I
Dalton.
Said that. I know. That's what I'm saying.
You saying he went too far?
Yeah. That he didn't have to say that. It tells you about his confidence in Justin. Is that he gave himself an out. So when this thing doesn't work out, you know what I mean? Like he doesn't feel confident. Hey, the kid's got an opportunity. We're going to put him out there. He's a talented kid in college. Let's see what he's got. And we'll go from there, guys. That's all I know. That's all I know. I don't know.
If I think that would have been fine to say.
Right?
But he didn't. He
didn't
went
say
ahead
that.
With Dalton. Right, right. But I do think if he plays well, he'll keep the job.
But do you think there's
winning.
Some underlying people look conspiracy
no,
on why they
no,
don't want to play?
No.
That makes
they
no sense, Chris.
Him.
They drafted
right.
him.
I agree with you on that. There's no way. Nagy needs wins.
Right.
Or he needs this kid to play well because he was involved with the drafting of him. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. Is Matt Nagy, coach for the Chicago Bears, doing the right thing when he says that Andy Dalton will come back as the starter? No matter how well Justin Fields plays, we'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton
include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, period. I'm not going to beg you. I'm just giving you advice. I'm telling you something that'll help you out. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. And they got them on every corner practically. So it's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree with Matt Nagy naming Andy Dalton as the starter when he gets back from injury?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hi there. How you guys doing? I'm a frequent caller, of course, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir. And,
great to have you.
Appreciate you. Yes.
Put me in, Coach. Just put me in. I think you made some, you know, Rob, I don't agree with you on a lot of things. I agree with you wholeheartedly on this one, and I think Chris does too. But one thing you did say about those other quarterbacks, and it can't be overstated, they're not just going with new coaches, you made the point of these others, but new offensive systems, which affects everybody. Whereas players that are thrown into a system that's already in existence, like Lamar Jackson, he was in a very stable situation in Baltimore. Can you imagine him in Jacksonville?
Right.
Aye, aye, aye. Anyway, right. That's why those other quarterbacks are really struggling. But you know what? You're right, Rob. It's mutually exclusive. You don't have to keep saying this. We know it. It's like Baker Mayfield in Cleveland when the coach said, Taylor's our quarterback, regardless. We'll look at the tape. Well, Taylor never saw the light of the day. So just calm down, Nagy. We know it. Why? I mean, you're right. Practice tells everything. They know what's going on.
They know.
He's not doing this to lose, right?
So no way.
Let it go. Let it go. It's mutually exclusive. When he's out, we know the rookie's in. Good luck to him. But when the rookie's time is up and that guy's ready, he'll go back in. So just, I don't know why he has to continue to pronounce it, you know? It really backfires.
Yeah, it's a given. You shouldn't have to say anything. I agree with you, Mark.
And it's just like in Cleveland, though. That guy, that coach, what was his last name?
Hugh Jackson.
Good coach. Yeah, he kept saying the same thing. Taylor's our starter. Even after he got hurt, Taylor's our starter. When Baker, and when he gets ready and comes back, and it just never happened. So you're right, Rob.
Thanks, Mark. If he plays well, I think Fields will stay in.
Right. Of course, you're not going to take him. If they win the next two games and he plays well, you're not going to make a change. Now, if they lose the next two games and he doesn't play well, will you put him back in? Absolutely, you will.
Right.
Chad, in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chad?
Hey, OG. What's up, Chris? Hey, we've seen Andy Dalton here in Cincinnati. We're tired of the same old song. He's washed up like a pair of Wrangler jeans. Put Justin Fields in and let him show his stuff. Allen Robinson dropped a 60-yard touchdown pass. Could have boosted field stats. We don't want to see Dalton anymore. Dalton is played out.
And I hear
you. You don't want to because you're from Cincinnati, and I get it. I mean, he played for the Cowboys last year, and the Bears signed him. So I get what you're saying in Cincinnati. But I don't think it plays the same for people in Chicago.
And here's the thing. Like we said, he's got to be seeing something in practice that just makes him feel like he's not ready. Right. Like,
that's all this.
Chris, I'll give you this one.
You said even if he were, you should still just throw him in there to the fire.
Did we lose Chad?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
That's what he said. Look at Peyton Manning, Rob. He threw tons of interceptions as a rookie. The rest is his. There is that school of thought, but
there are a lot of
Nagy's
guys
thinking of Pat Mahomes, where he sat for a year.
there's also a lot of guys like Jamarcus Russell, Chris, who threw a lot of interceptions and didn't pan
never
out.
Never recovered.
Right. So it's not like everybody looks at Peyton Manning. I could give you eight guys who played terrible who didn't bounce back, you know, and become a Hall of Famer. It ain't just, oh, just throw them in. It doesn't matter. Yes, yes. I mean, the other thing, too, I wanted to bring up, but I just forgot. There was one other thing about that. Let's go to Albert in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Albert?
Aloha, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Aloha, man.
Well, I'm a lifelong Bears fan, but I have to agree with Rob. Definitely don't want to waste the years that this defense has left. They're already getting to be an older defense. So if Andy's not going to give us a chance to win, why even waste time? If the kid is, even if the kid isn't ready, yeah, the only way to get him ready is for him to get the reps in. So
then you disagree with Rob.
No, you agree that he shouldn't be like.
No,
like,
he. I think
they
he's
must.
Saying
they
Field
must see something, right? I mean, for to not play him, not want to.
Well,
play
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Of course, they're seeing something. But as you said, what I meant is, I agree with you. Is he does have the most potential out of the two quarterbacks.
Right.
Yeah. So why waste our time with Andy? It's just a waste
that's
of time.
That's where like I say, he just must not be ready, man.
Yeah, he must not be because
he just must not be ready because that's not a bad school of thought.
Right? You make sense. If this kid has something, oh, here's Chris, my other point. If the Green Bay Packers, and I get it, Aaron Rodgers coming off a MVP season, but if they really believe that Jordan Love, Chris, was ready and could be a star, they could have cashed out on Aaron Rodgers to build up their team and said, we're just going to move on to the future. They moved away from Brett Favre, who played three more years after he left Green Bay, went to the NFC Championship game a couple of those years. You know, he wasn't finished.
Right.
They could have done that. Am I right? Like, they could have done that if they really believed in Jordan Love.
Right. I think they were seeing something in Rodgers in practice. We know they were, actually, right? That they weren't seeing in Jordan Love. But that makes your point. Yeah, he wasn't delivering. He's not delivering in practice. So, all right, we got Celebrity Corner coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, our next guest is a comedian. His name is Russ Green, and he is here promoting the second annual HBCU golf tournament, which supports two organizations aiming to end domestic and intimate partner violence. Those are My Sister's Place and Men Stopping Violence. We welcome in our man, Russ Green. Russ, how
What's
are
up,
you?
What's up, Russ?
I'm doing well, brother. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Now you're a comedian, so obviously, this tournament is a serious thing, but tell us about your career as a comedian. Rob, I don't know if you know, but he's an aspiring comedian.
Yes. I'm going to, David Alan Greer is going to get me on the stage. I'm going to do my set. I'm going to get people chuckling for about 8 minutes, and then I'm going to get back to being a sports guy. How's that?
Let me translate that, Russ. Let me translate that. We've been waiting for 3 years. Since we've been doing this show for 3 years, Rob has been saying he's going to get on stage. He has yet to get on stage. And having him laughing in stitches for 8 minutes, I think it'll be more like 8 seconds. But
oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean,
what advice would you give him as a comedian? What advice would you give him as a comedian?
Write as much as possible and get on stage as much as you can, yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Ingredient. Just step out of your comfort zone. You know, step into the fear and just believe in yourself.
How did you get
for 10 years as a comedian here in Washington, D.C.?
I was going to say, how did you get started? Were you a class clown? Were you funny at picnics and barbecues and with the family? And people said, man, you're funny. Or how did it happen?
I think the first time I realized I was funny is at my dad's birthday. And I just started roasting him. And my whole family just lost it. Like, that became an annual tradition. You go out to dinner. And I would just, like, fire up my father left and right.
How old were you?
Oh, man, maybe 11. Like, I was a child. And I started my official comedy career 10 years ago. My ex-wife, she noticed me on the couch being really grumpy and moody, and she was like, why don't you just go out? So in D.C., the scene for all Howard University grads like myself is U Street. So I went to U Street, and I ran into this comedy club, and they said, hey, you know, free stand-up, live stand-up, do you want to, you know, are you a comedian? And I was like, no, but I want to be. And she was like, well, come back next month with 5 minutes, and we'll put you on. And I did that, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, and that's great.
And you're a writer for BET, right, as well? And you have a website, RussJokes.com?
I did write for BET. I'm a writer and a comedian. So I write for, you know, I contract for everybody. Yes. I was writing for BET News for a year. And that's actually how I came to write this piece about domestic intimate partner violence. I interviewed two people from both Men Stopping Violence and My Sister's Place to identify the epidemic rates of violence against women. You know, most relationships are unhealthy. And, you know, domestic violence is the number one cause of death for black women under 45 years old. Mm. And as a black man, that was unacceptable to me.
I did not know that number. That's an ugly number right there. Did not know that.
Well, to be very, very plain, there's nothing sexy nor glamorous about domestic and intimate partner violence. You know, some people don't want to touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. You know, some people want to just throw the money at it. And we realize, hey, if they're going to throw the money at it, throw the money at these two organizations who've been doing this work for 40 years to end this epidemic.
What are they doing to stop it? I mean, a lot of it has got to be dealing with men and getting men in the right frame of mind.
So Men Stopping Violence has a program that offers a 24-week course that works with male batterers of women and abusers of, and perpetrators of violence against women and children. And what they do is they work to engage them to acknowledge, own, and atone for the harm that they caused, in order to, you know, to redirect them on stopping violence and stopping in their communities. So they work peer-to-peer. You know, it's all community-based. My Sister's Place, they predominantly work with survivors of domestic violence, women that have escaped perpetrators of violence and their abusers and want to protect their families. So they rehabilitate them by finding them jobs, paying their security deposits, paying their first month's rent, you know, relocating them, just getting them back on their feet.
Help That's me with great. This, Russ. Yeah, that is. Sounds great. You're a big golf fan, and Tiger Woods, like, splashed onto the scene. It cost me my marriage because I was watching him win the Masters on my honeymoon from Tokyo. Yes, on my honeymoon.
You knew that was in trouble.
Yeah, you knew right away. I mean, we should have been sealing the deal. But anyway, my point is he made such a splash that he took me away from my wife on our honeymoon and a lot of other guys who got into golf. But there have been no results. Like, brothers started playing golf, Chris, right, and going out
casually,
and hitting the ball
for sure.
And like that never before. But we don't see any black golfers, new black golfers on the PGA Tour. Why not? What happened?
You know, what we're talking about here very plainly, fellas, is white supremacy. You know, currently, like, less than 3% of all, like, recreational players in golf are black people. And that's not by accident.
Less than 3%.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that, though. Because even though a lot of blacks are playing it, it's blacks in the upper class,
right,
and middle class, right? Yeah, you got masses that aren't playing it.
It's two things. It's one, golf has always kind of represented this, like, white, elitist, you know, stuffy, you know, wealthy white male sport. And that doesn't incline black people to play, specifically not black women. Like, if you guys are avid golfers, you know what I'm saying, how often do you see black women playing golf when you go out on the course?
I see some black women. I mean, I do. And I don't golf a lot. I'm not an avid golfer. I mean, I golf about
once
a year.
Neither am I. I used to golf like celebrity outings and stuff like that. But I play with a few friends. Yeah, I mean, I get that. But
I know they've tried things like first tee and, you know, all that.
Midnight golf. There's been all kinds
playing,
of stuff,
yeah.
Right.
I would say First Tee is a phenomenal organization because you definitely want to get the kids involved. But what you have to do is open up the arena to black people to play this recreationally and just see it as something that's accessible to them. And I think two people that are tremendous, like, players in that space are Troy Mullins and Roger Steele. You know, those two alone are doing an overwhelming job to change the face of golf. You know, you don't often get to see a black woman, you know, athletic, hoop earrings, full afro, hitting the ball 410 yards. You know, Roger Steele.
410 yards.
Wow.
410 yards. You know, Roger Steele, this brother is an advocate for golf, you know, straight out of Chicago. He's also an engineer. You know, he's focused, like, his full effort on getting, you know, black people integrated into the game. You know, he was recently picked up by the PGA Tour, Adidas, and Callaway. So when black people see things like that, that means we know it's opportune for us, and there's a lane there. And so I'm very proud of what they've been able to do to change the face of the game.
Well, you mentioned that you graduated from Howard, and obviously Steph Curry is doing the whole, you know, thing with their golf team. Do you know much about that? He's funding their golf program, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's right. He's offered a six-figure deal to Howard University directly to sponsor the team over, I believe, the next 5 to 6 years. And as part of that package, what it incorporates is there are three municipal courses in D.C. that are under revitalization. They're under new management. And Howard University's home course is the historic Langston Golf Course right in Northeast D.C. So that's where they go out and practice. You know, you can see a lot of their staff with Howard University apparel on at all times, which is awesome for me as a Bison. You know, it's a great course, and it's good to see us out there.
All right. Hey, Russ, last time, give us more. The tournament is October 8th, and it's going to be in Ashton, Maryland, and it's the second annual HBCU golf tournament. What's the website? How can people get involved? Maybe they just want to make a donation, and they can't play golf, or they're in another part of the country. How can they find out more about this?
Our website is www.hbcugolftournament.com. They can register to play directly through the website through our partnership with Event Noir, which is a black-owned events platform. And if they want to make a donation to either of the organizations, the instructions are very explicit on our sponsorship page right on the website. All of our proceeds go directly to Men Stopping Violence in My Sister's Place, and that way we know there's a direct service to the community. I would say even if you do not know how to play golf, you know, something that's reassuring is last year, 50% of our players had never touched a club before.
Wow.
So this is like a multi-tiered effort, you know, social justice to end violence against women, you know, advocacy to talk about, you know, what survivors have had to experience, and more so just to get people familiar with the game. So come out and join us. It's Friday, October 8th. That's that three-day weekend that ends in Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to have a blast, and we can't wait to see y'all out there.
All right,
also, man, that is
like
awesome.
$20,000. And we're at $28,000 now, so we're like $12,000 away from our goal. So if anybody, you know, has deep pockets, you know, come bless us.
All right.
That is our man, Russ Green, comedian. Howard, you graduated. My brother, my niece, several cousins went to Howard too, man. So I'm with you there.
Oh, Bison family.
Oh, yeah. This is great what you're doing, and good luck with it.
Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, yeah, right, no problem. Thank you. Peace. Appreciate it.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. And like the Temptations, Doc Rivers ain't too proud to beg.
Wow.
Rob G.
Wow.
Who wrote that?
Hey, where's the racist tag?
Nice.
Why'd you got to be, you know, why'd got to be a black R&B group, you know?
Yeah, Rob G would have done something like that. If we quoted Menudo.
Exactly.
Or some type of
racist
Mexican thing.
Who would have said Menudo, right?
See?
Or Ricky.
George Lopez or something.
Or Julio Iglesias. That's Julio Iglesias said. Like, right. Okay.
It is the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You heard Rob Parker. A Worship Wednesday is even getting Rob Parker inspired. You heard him preaching at the top of the show. So that's what we do. We bring hope. We bring joy. We bring peace. We bring truth. It's a Worship Wednesday. We bring that every day, though.
Uh-huh.
All right, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. Speaking of hope, Doc Rivers, coach for the Philadelphia 76ers, did a little media tour today and told everyone who would listen that he wants Ben Simmons back. That they want to get him to, they want to change his mind, because we know it was reported yesterday, and to be honest, it was reported weeks ago, that Ben Simmons told the 76ers he's not coming back. I'm not playing for you again. Trade me. And Doc Rivers says they're going to be stubborn. They're going to try to work it out. He wants Ben Simmons. And Rob, here's what I think is going to happen. This is a major league game of chicken, all right? Ben Simmons and his side are dug in saying we are not ever again donning a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. We won't be at training camp. We won't be in the preseason. We won't be in the regular season if you don't trade us before then. So you do yourselves a favor and trade us. And we're willing to lose the loot. We're willing to lose a little kadoosh money, greenbacks, cheddar, willing, lettuce. All right? And the Sixers are saying, we're not giving you up for pennies on the dollar.
Right, right. We're not trading you, right.
Yes. We're not trading you for garbage. And so, Rob, I think what's going to happen is that Ben Simmons will not show up to training camp. And I think the Philadelphia 76ers will let him stay away from the team. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the money. Like you said yesterday, and I agreed, I wouldn't pay him.
I just wouldn't pay him.
You get paid for work. And it's not just basketball. It goes for me
anywhere,
and you.
Right.
If we Everybody don't show listen. Up,
right.
Yes.
If you don't show up to your gig, there's no check on Friday.
Right.
Period.
I mean, Ben Simmons is fortunate that he's made enough money where he could actually lose several checks and be fine. So it's not an issue with him. But the bottom line is a contract is you give us the work, we'll give you the money.
That's right.
And so I wouldn't pay him. But anyway, I think he'll be away from the team. And I think they'll wait, Rob, to see how Portland starts. If Portland struggles and Chauncey, you know, they're just struggling under him, maybe Damian Lillard's available all of a sudden. If Washington, which made all these offseason moves, struggles, maybe Russell Westbrook's available. If Golden State is not as good as they
you
think they're
Beal,
going to be.
Don't you mean Beal? You mean Beal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bradley Beal. My bad. So, thank you for that. If Golden State struggles, not as good as they think they're going to be, then maybe they up the offer and you can get what you want from them. You know, and that goes for every other team, too.
I know what you mean. So let it play out. There's no reason. Right. Let it play out. Somebody might get desperate. And then, you know, you get what you feel you deserve instead of being forced into a spot where you're giving up a talent, whether he wants to play there or not, or whether he fits or you can win with him or not. You know, it's still, you can't give up a talent and value to your organization. Yeah. You can't give him away.
You can't. You got to, if he doesn't want to play there, you got to use him.
If that was the case,
to
Chris,
get what you want.
NBA players would be at will employees. Right? Not signed to a contract. If you could just replace anybody, that's why, and it's not, this is why certain people have contracts and other people are at-will employees. That's really, because you could replace an at-will employee. Right. You can.
I think what'll be interesting, Rob, if this comes to pass, is what if Philly starts really well?
I know,
what
that's the other
part. What if they're 11-3, right? And they got a nice team. I mean, you still got Tobias Harris, obviously Embiid, Seth Curry, Matisse Thybulle, this Tyrese Maxey's got ability. Like, they got some decent players.
Steve
If
Mix.
They start that I'm well, sorry. Does he want to go back there? Does he want to, you know, does he, like, feel pressure? Like, man, I need to start playing. So we'll see how that works out. 2 hours left. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.